canceled.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Thursday afternoon to you, and yes, it is time for the McFarland Show. Darren and Justin live with you here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a great day. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. If you want to get involved in the show today. Also, we can be seen on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch, and on our YouTube page. You type in WNSR Live, one word, it'll take you straight there. And you can also interact with the show as well if you're watching on YouTube. And a lot of you do, so we appreciate that. A lot of things going on. Yesterday, we were off because of the Braves. We're down in Houston taking on the Astros. So I got a chance to go out to the beautiful Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. George Blaster was putting on a luncheon there around the Nashville Cats. And it was involved with Eli Gold, who we just recently had on, who, of course, is the voice of the Nashville Cats, and Jeff Fisher, former Titans coach, who's involved with the Nashville Cats. I don't know his exact role, to be honest. I don't know if it was like ambassador. I don't know if he has, you know, a stake in it. I'm not sure. But really cool. Really, usually at this point, Justin, you know, we feel like, or at least I feel like I've heard all the stories. Actually, Jeff and Eli threw in a couple of stories I had not heard before. So that was pretty cool. Usually when you get, it's when you've talked to these people for so long.
Enough times, yeah. Yeah, you've kind of heard.
Or you've just heard, right.
Most of the things they're going to talk about anyway.
Yeah. But, Nick Saban's, did you know this? With your time down in Huntsville.
Sure.
And covering Alabama. Did you know Nick Saban's obsession with the Eagles? Not the Philadelphia Eagles, the band, the Eagles.
I've heard this before. Yes, I have heard about this. Do I know it in great detail? No. But have I heard about this particular episode? Yes, I have. And I thought it was a different band, actually. I thought it was the band Chicago, not the Eagles. Mm-hmm.
It's the Eagles.
Good deal.
Yeah. Knows apparently all their songs and listens to them religiously. Eli said he was doing an interview once. I think he said it was on satellite radio, because I'm pretty sure that's what he said. And it may have been on the college station or whatever. Who knows? I don't know. He didn't specify the interview. But he got into that on that show.
Okay.
And apparently the Eagles PR person was listening.
Hmm.
Or it got back to him. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somehow it ended up in front of him. And the next thing you know, he sent this big, gigantic box of Eagles stuff, signed CDs, albums, all kinds of memorabilia, all signed by the band.
Wow.
To Nick Saban. They sent it to Eli to give to Nick Saban.
To give to Nick.
Yeah. And listen to this. This is the interesting part.
I had not heard this. Okay.
Eli presented it to him when he was taping the pregame interview. This was on a game day.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang, Eli, boy, you guys were tight.
Oh, man.
But then he did say, well, just in case you're wondering, like, why would I do it? He's like, it was one of those games where I think, you know, Alabama was favored by 60 points. So,
yeah.
There was, like, no fear.
It wasn't before the LSU game.
No.
You know.
It was not before the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, we're down there, you know, in Death Valley, and I presented Nick with, no, it wasn't there. No.
No.
Okay.
It wasn't that.
Right in front of the Mike the Tiger cage, we gave Nick all this. No. That wasn't then? Okay.
No, that was not the case. So it was a good time yesterday out in Bellevue. And for all those who attended, hope you had as much fun as I did. Looks like, by the way, I do want to pass this along. Vanderbilt is set to start up their series against Florida, which is always a good one.
All right.
Tonight at Hawkins Field.
All right.
They're going to get a little bit earlier start. You may know more about this than me when it comes to the weather part. They're going to start this game, which is game one, at 5 o'clock tonight at the Hawk due to inclement weather.
That is
correct. Or inclement weather that is apparently coming our way.
Forecast for us, and I'm sorry. You know, normally when I sit in this chair, I've been unplugged from television for about 3 hours. And when it comes to weather, 3 hours is a long time. So a lot of things can change. So let me log back in. And yeah, we are scheduled for the thunderstorms to begin around 7:30 to 8 o'clock before the rough stuff starts to move in. And listen, everybody, weather is a science, but it's an inexact science. They keep getting better all the time. You won't believe. And I've had a front row seat to how much better the weather technology has been since I began in television back in 2006. The weather has gotten the technology has gotten so much better, but they still don't have it down to where they know what time it's going to rain on your street. They still don't have it down to that, exact minute second. But it's scheduled to start raining at around 8 o'clock is what they think. 7:30, 8 o'clock.
So Tim's banking on.
Yeah.
Trying to get this game over.
Trying to get this game in.
Before it hits.
Before the thunder boom. If you're going out there at 5, you should be fine.
So if you are listening to this and you are going to the game tonight, game one, Vanderbilt in Florida at Hawkins Field, that game will start at 5 o'clock. So keep that in mind. I'll try to mention that a couple more times before we get out of here just so people know. I know people.
It's probably a smart thing.
Checking in and checking out. If you want to watch the game tonight, it will be aired on SEC Network. So keep that in mind. The Predators know their first round opponent.
Yeah. What you thought.
It's, we've been talking about it.
Yeah.
But it is now official.
Yeah.
They will be headed to Vancouver to take on those pesky knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Still no schedule yet.
No.
A lot of people putting out there, signs are pointing towards a Sunday start, but that is not official. That's people speculating.
People that
cover the sport.
Sure. They've been off a long time now. If that is truly the case, with a Sunday start or later, that would have been a long time off the ice. And this is what you were alluding to earlier, where you were talking about they were going to clinch and then there was going to be a period of time where everything's going to stop and reset. And that's where we are now, where we're in the stopping and reset mode. Their last game was what? Monday
at Pittsburgh.
Last game was Monday. And now we're talking about a possible Sunday start time. That's 6 days off. And, and granted, yeah, you want the time off, but you also don't want to lose your sharpness. It's one of the reasons that they played pretty hard against Pittsburgh on Monday. They wanted because they were going to have a lull. And now we're in the lull. And I would think the lull is not good for them. If you're them, you want to keep as sharp as possible, keep momentum, get back out there on the ice if I was the Predators. Time off is not good, I would think. So, but, it is what it is. You can't control the schedule. The league does. So, we'll find out when we find out.
Yeah, because Arizona played their last game last night, and it was at home.
Yeah.
They beat Edmonton 5-2. What's the significance of that? Why are you bringing up the Coyotes? Well, something we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Everybody believes that was it.
Yeah.
So, in fact, you could see it in the signs and the fans and standing ovations. And, I know players throw sticks and stuff up in the stands at the end of a regular season anyway at home. But, it seems like it's the worst kept secret now. They're headed to Salt Lake City.
Last games in cities are always a weird thing. And it's different, I think, in every place. Because some places know this is the last game. A few other places may not have known that, this is coming. We all, are talking about the infamous story where Baltimore, the Colts, left in the middle of the night on the Mayflower truck. I imagine the last game in Baltimore, maybe a lot of people didn't know that, you know, they were really moving into Indianapolis. I'm sure the rumors were out there. I don't know that story, you know, deeply, but I'm sure the rumors may have been out there that maybe something's going on, but I don't know if anybody really believed that the team was moving. The last game for the Oilers in Houston, you know, it was known that they were going to move, and people had stopped coming to the games. And the last game in Cleveland, for the Browns, before they moved, they tore the stadium apart. You know, there's video out there.
I was there.
Tearing apart the stadium.
So I was living there, covering them.
You understand exactly what I'm saying. It's their weird, you know, circumstances here. The last game for the Rams in St. Louis before they moved to L.A. You know, weird. It feels strange because it's like this no man's land of what's going to happen and how are you going to react to this exodus that's going to happen here. So last night, it felt warm there. Looking at the video for the Coyotes, everybody's thankful for the years that they had and understood this is just not working out. They got to go. And then, you know, maybe they'll get something back later. Maybe if they can get it to work out correctly. I'm still wondering why the NHL wants to be in Arizona this bad.
Yeah.
That's to me is the number one question I have is what's the value for them being in Arizona if they can't get anything worked out. But, you know, we'll see.
So just thought we'd pass that along. We're wide open this first hour if you want to get involved. 615-844-5600. The NFL draft is 1 week.
Yes.
From today. We're going to be sitting here at this time and talking about the Titans' first pick, which is the seventh pick overall. And you're starting to see things swirl around. So we'll talk about that on the other side. But, it'll be first round night a week from today. It'll be what? Will be about five hours out.
Away. Yeah.
5 hours out from the draft.
From the announcement there in Motown, so we'll see.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more here on the McFarland Show on WNSR.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
It's JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep, from the Dan Le Batard show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
The McFarland Show, streaming live on the WNSR app and on WNSR.com.
Rolling along on this Thursday afternoon, 615-844-5600. Yeah, you heard about that app. It's free and easy to download. You can listen anywhere in the world. WNSR. Plus, you can listen live at WNSR.com. Darren and Justin live. Fair Family Fun Center studio. DJ Damon is alongside, taking your phone calls, like Nate, who's called in from Columbia. Nate, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey, Nate.
So, as y'all know me, I love listening to 32 Thoughts with...
Yes, you do, sir. Yes, you do. They need to put you on payroll. You need to be director of marketing, Nate.
Elliot has said that he wouldn't be surprised if they go back to Arizona at some point. It obviously won't be with the former owner, or I guess you can say current owner, I guess. But, Justin, you are wondering why they love Arizona so much.
Yes, sir.
And if it's anything like Nashville, I feel like it's because of Gary Bettman, and I think, and Darren can correct me if I'm wrong, Arizona is one of Gary Bettman's babies, and he does not like to move teams at all. So, I mean, that's what I've always thought, but I've got the same questions as you outside of that.
Well, he can think that all he wants. How many teams have moved on his watch?
Quite a few, actually.
Yeah, so.
Quite a few.
I mean, you know, so it's part of the business.
More than most,
man,
other sports, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't. It's like the draft. You try to do your homework. You try to make sure it's going to work. But there's no guarantee, as we've seen in every league.
Sure.
That this very, very rich person who can buy the team is going to be good for the league and a good owner. And a good steward of a franchise for your league that you run. And, you know, the Arizona's ownership, obviously, that situation was awful.
Yeah.
But, you know, Daniel Snyder was the owner of the Washington football team for a long, long time and was an awful, 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 awful owner. And there have been a lot of other awful, awful owners and still are in sports. So it's kind of a silly take. If that's how, and I know nobody really wants teams bounce around. Like, I get that, but Gary's been the commissioner for a long time, and there's been a whole lot of movement in the league on his watch. So I don't understand. What I don't understand is the fascination of why you keep. It seems like the NHL keeps wanting to cram square pegs in the round hole.
Yeah,
and it's like, okay, why are we still talking about Atlanta for the third time? When you're a two-time loser, we should never, ever be talking about you on a third go-around. Ever.
Under no circumstance.
Ever. Like, you lost your chances. You lost your privileges. Move on. There's plenty of other markets that can do better than Atlanta. Clearly, Atlanta is not embraced hockey like you wanted it to. It hasn't worked twice.
And they don't seem upset about it.
No. Okay? So, move on. And so I don't understand that. That to me is what bugs me about the NHL. It feels like they're always trying to go back and like, okay, this time it'll work. Well, how about no? How about it won't?
Well, speaking of, you know, the markets that would do better than Atlanta, and I'm sure we've talked about this in the past, and I just don't remember. Would Houston truly be a viable option? Because, I mean, to me, I know Texas is massive.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like they're a little too close to Dallas.
No.
Because they've got a top five market.
They've got separate everything else, Nate.
Yeah.
They've got separate basketball teams, separate football teams, separate baseball teams. So why couldn't they have a separate hockey team?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was just a thought, and obviously I don't put too much thought into something.
No, Nate.
It's just not. Houston's a top. I've never understood why Houston hasn't gotten closer to land an NHL franchise being a top five market.
Me either. It doesn't make any sense,
right?
Really.
I've never understood that. So,
yeah, I don't know.
There's plenty of five. Look, Cleveland has never been mentioned for an NHL market. Why not? They're in the North.
Yeah.
Why aren't they ever mentioned?
Yeah.
For an NHL. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, stop going back and trying to recreate something that isn't working. Like, forget if Arizona's done, then move on from Arizona. There's plenty of other markets that will house an NHL team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're moving on to Salt Lake City. I'm just saying,
sure.
If the it arises where you're going to expand again, then find somebody else that'll work.
The one franchise towns are good spots, and Salt Lake City is one of them. It's only got one game in town,
yeah,
and that's the Utah Jazz. They've been there, but Portland, Oregon is another one. Sacramento, California is another one where you only have the one. Columbus, Ohio, if you want to go the opposite way of that, you only has the NHL team.
San Jose Sharks.
These are great places where there's only one game in town, where you have an opportunity to really bite into that fan base and get something else out of it. I think Salt Lake City is a fantastic place to put an NHL team.
What about a state that doesn't have anything in town? And I think it'd make for a hell of a atmosphere for outdoor game. Hawaii.
Well, you couldn't put an NHL team in Hawaii.
Play it on the island.
No, it's not going to work there. I don't think that's going to work. Because, it's going to do some other stuff there. But thank you.
Y'all have a great day, guys.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate.
Thank you, Nate. Appreciate that. Hawaii with the NHL. You know, I'm sure the players would enjoy it to some degree.
Oh, for sure.
Some degree.
I would enjoy it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's a road trip worth making.
Yeah.
If you can work that in.
100%. NFL draft is a week from today.
It is. Yeah. Detroit.
In Detroit. Damon's got a clip we're going to play, and then we're going to talk about it.
So this is Nick Holtz, everyone. Nick Holtz is the brand new offensive coordinator for your Tennessee Titans. Of course, he was with the Jacksonville Jaguars last year as their quarterbacks coach. He was recently speaking to the media. They were asking him a lot of different questions. Someone asked him a question about a guy that if we were here a couple of years ago, we would have been talking about, the Titans' first-round pick of Treylon Burks. Of course, Treylon Burks, the wide receiver from Arkansas. He has not fallen into favor since he has come onto the team. He's had very limited success. He's been hurt quite a bit. They've signed Calvin Ridley. They've got DeAndre Hopkins. So where does this leave your first-round pick from a couple of years ago? Here's Nick Holtz to explain.
Treylon's potential is, very high. First-round pick, obviously you can see all the talent, but he's going to get what he earns, you know what I mean? And he's, my 2 days with him, he's been a great guy. He seems like he's learning a lot. He's really taking in processing all the information. And then when he gets out on the field, it's what he can translate. But he's got a skill set that, he's a big guy who can run and he can make contested catches. And so if he can find a way to do that for us, that'd be a pretty big addition.
If he can find a way to do that for us, that would be
great.
Yeah. But he's going to get what he earns out here. So real quick, Darren, before I turn it over here, Treylon Burks, last season for the Titans, 16 catches, 221 yards, zero touchdowns. The year before that, 33 catches, 444 yards, one touchdown, and the touchdown he caught, He got knocked out.
Yeah.
With that touchdown catch in Philadelphia.
Concussed.
That, you know, so he's had one touchdown catch in his career in the NFL, and that one touchdown catch he probably doesn't remember. And I'm not saying that to be mean. It's just what happened. It was a great catch, though, for those who remember. It really was a fantastic catch. But now, you know, he's sort of in no man's land. We've asked Chris Sanders about moving from 1 to 2 to 3, which Treylon Burks has done on this team in 3 years. He's moved from the 1 spot to the 2 spot to the 3 spot now. And the differences are a lot. But now they're going to be asking him to not be a superstar, but just to contribute is what it sounds like. They're just asking him, can you please contribute something to the football team, Treylon? We would appreciate it.
Look, I didn't have a problem with what he said because I think that's all he can say. I think that was a very honest answer because what is there to say? I mean, if you're calling it like it is, it's been 2 years of nothing. 2 years that you could get anybody to do that type of production. Literally anyone at the NFL level.
Anybody at the NFL level,
at that position.
Yeah.
You could get them to put those numbers up. I mean, that's just what it is. The only reason that we talk about Treylon Burks is because he was a first-round pick.
Yeah.
And the expectations were high. Now, it's not his fault he was a first-round pick. It's not his fault he was drafted to replace A.J. Brown. But it doesn't matter whether it's his fault or not. It doesn't matter if it's fair or unfair. It's reality. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
He will always be linked to the day they traded A.J. Brown and used that first-round pick to draft Treylon Burks.
Yes, I agree with all of that.
That can't be changed. Again, that's not his fault. But when you look at, you know, what he said, I think, you know, first of all, the telltale sign to me that when you don't have much to say is, yeah, he's a really nice guy, and yeah, he's big, and he's going to work hard, and yeah. I mean, you can say that about anybody, right?
Yeah.
So
you could have said all those things about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Yeah, you could say that about anybody. So, and again, I don't blame him for that response. Like, that's a very honest response. But you don't think they don't know in that room? You don't think they haven't been watching film on him? You don't think they haven't tried to see what they have in their first round pick from 2 years ago?
Yeah, from 2 years ago, from a big school, who played big-time football, who's, you know, productive, and watching him going...
Hey, maybe we can get something out of him that they haven't been able to do. You know they're doing that. But here's why, and I know there's still a long ways to go.
There is.
But if they had discovered that, like they've gotten in a room and they've watched a bunch of film and they're like, well, he's lined up wrong. They're putting him in the wrong.
Yeah.
He's basically been in the wrong system.
Yeah.
We'll change.
In our system, he's going to flourish.
Don't you think you'd have a different answer? You know what I mean? You could start. You don't have to come out and say, I guarantee, no. But you can say, look, you know, there's things in this system I think that are going to benefit him, that are going to help him tremendously in his growth. You can table it like that.
Yeah.
You can present it that way. But they're not even doing that.
If they thought that, why would they give Calvin Ridley the contract they gave Calvin Ridley? If they thought Treylon Burks was just a tweak away from being the guy, then why go out and give a free agent like Calvin Ridley the contract that you gave him?
Yeah.
It's obvious they don't think he's that guy for whatever the reason. And I don't know what reasons they have, but for whatever the reason. The way that for me this translates into the draft is because before Calvin Ridley was signed, there was a lot of talk that the Titans were toggling between the offensive tackle and a wide receiver. You know, so there's no Calvin Ridley. You got Treylon Burks, and they could possibly take the next wide receiver behind Marvin Harrison Jr., which is going to be Malik Nabers or Roma Dunze. Those are going to be the two guys most people think behind Marvin Harrison Jr. to be the guy. And what's fun for me, Darren, is because, first of all, we know they would have never signed Calvin Ridley under the old regime. He was not the football player they were looking for at all. What I'm struggling with this draft is, because I've been covering and watching and observing this team for 25 years, I know what a Tennessee Titans football player looks like in a wide receiver position. I understand the assignment. I get it. They're big, tall, physical receivers. They always have been. That's what they've always looked for going back throughout the generations. There was Kendall Wright was the one exception they drafted in the first round that didn't fit the same description of a Kenny Brett or, you know, even, you know, the other guys they have picked up. Corey Davis, all of those guys were supposed to be big, physical, imposing receivers who could pass rush there, can do their job in the rushing game, and also can make big catches and kind of bully people a little bit on the outside.
Tyrone
Calico was another
Justin Hunter.
Yeah. Was another. So again, Kendall Wright was the only guy that was kind of like, well, this is a little different.
DGB,
absolutely. Dorian Green Beckham,
6'4", 6'5",
huge guy. I'm looking at the wide receivers, and in the past, I would know. Based on nothing more than size, Malik Nabers is 6'0", 200 pounds. Roma Duse is 6'3", 215. Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU, 6'4", 205. Doesn't that sound? Those are the guys that sound like Tennessee Titan guy. Like, you know, skip Malik Nabers. They are never going to draft Malik Nabers. They're absolutely going to go for one of these big guys. The fun thing is, I don't know now.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know this group. I don't know what they're thinking about. I don't know. And that's what's kind of cool about this. They would have never drafted Jamar Chase. Jamar Chase would have been too smart. They would have never, no. They would have never done that, what the Bengals did. So now, under new eyes, I'm very curious of what they're going to do, which makes me, you know, listen, we think they're going to take the offensive tackle. We think they're going to take Joe Alt. We know that's what the old regime would have done. It seems like the most logical football choice to make, but I don't know this new group. I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe they decide that one of these wide receivers is the better fit for them and will get better value versus the offensive tackle. Maybe that's what they think. I don't know what they think. That's what makes this fun. So I'm putting this out here for the listener just to because we all do it. We've all been trained. If you've been following this football team, not even for 25 years, for 5 years, for 10 years, you have been conditioned to think you know what the Titans are going to do because, well, they've kind of been doing what, you know, they have a pattern. This new regime has no pattern. So I don't know. I really don't know. I'm so curious. Now, it's fine if they draft the offensive tackle. I think that's what they're going to do. But if they don't, boy, isn't that going to be fun? Isn't that going to be, it's going to be different. I don't know if it's going to work, but it's going to be different. And that's all I want to express on that.
It's a good point. We just don't know. Yeah, Rand Carthon was drafting last year, but again, as we've talked about at length.
No, he said it here. No, Darren, real quick, I'm sorry, Darren, I don't mean to step on you. He said it in the interview he did with us. Most of that stuff, the board was already done when I got there.
That's where I was going. That's where I was going.
I'm sorry.
And, yeah, right. Everything was, we don't know how much say, really, if any at all, he had in that draft. I suspect he had a little bit. It kind of feels like Tajay Spears is him. That's what it feels like to me. A couple other picks, maybe, feels like him. But other than that, most of it was probably, you know, the Skronsky, I don't think so. I think that was already predetermined.
Yeah.
Will Levis, I don't know. I don't know. If that was a house divided, if that was already set in stone. I don't know.
Who really loved
who
Will
really,
Levis?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
I don't know.
But you're right. This is going to be him. This is truly going to be him. And look, I know this is stating the obvious, but until you go back and really research and look at it over and let it pop you in the face and in the nose, and you get a bloody nose from it, you just don't realize it. And then there's been several general managers. But I'm just talking about the window of John Robinson. Man, John Robinson did a lot of good here. He really did.
He did.
But man, his misses were
huge.
Golly, they were craters.
Yeah.
You just cannot crater like that.
Yeah.
You just cannot have get up there and just swing three straight times and miss the ball by 6 feet. You can't do that.
Yeah.
It looks really bad if you're a batter. And that's what he did. I mean, to think, you know, he traded the number one pick away on his watch.
Yeah.
And he collected picks. Okay.
Yeah.
Then you go out and you get Kevin Dodd, you know, and it's like, with the first pick in the second round, a first round pick.
Yeah.
You know, Isaiah Wilson, first round pick. Just guys that
that's the hole.
It's
right
like
there.
You traded away those picks. It's like you traded them away or just
gave them away.
Or just said, you know what? We're going to pass.
Yeah.
We're just going to pass.
Yeah.
Those
got
draft picks.
Out of it.
Yeah. They felt like, hey, we're just going to pass.
Yeah.
Like you got nothing. Like remember we talked about like Chance Warmack.
Yeah.
At least you got
something out of Chance.
Was he a great first round pick?
No.
But did you get production?
Sure.
Yeah. You got production.
Turns
out
he was in the wrong scheme, is what it really felt. Because it's not like he left here and turned into a dud. He left here and was productive elsewhere. Played years in Atlanta, I believe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he was productive. You know, he's not going to the Hall of Fame,
nope. But
a productive NFL player.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. So you just can't have guys that literally are ghosts. And he's drafted, well, and, you know, it's still to be determined, right? The guy from Virginia Tech. It's still to be determined. Who knows?
Is it really?
I don't.
Caleb Farley is to be determined.
I mean, is it officially over?
No.
I don't think it's officially over.
But, I mean.
I get it. I know what you're saying. I understand. Dirt is being thrown on it, right?
Yeah.
But the hole's not covered up yet. It's not official. They're not patting it down with the shovel.
No.
Okay? But, yes, it looks like another gigantic whiff, right? Another first round pick. You just can't do that. You just can't. Because he had some, obviously he had some great picks.
Mm-hmm.
But his misses were so bad. Worst in franchise history. I will say that. You could argue his picks were the worst in franchise history. They're the worst misses in franchise history.
They're pretty bad. Yeah. Well, there was more of them. There were more misses than I think the other previous GMs. I think that's safe, especially high misses.
We're going to count Kevin Dudd as a first-round pick because he was the first pick in the second round. We're talking about three first-round picks that
anything. You got nothing out of it.
Like nothing.
You got nothing.
You got Corey Davis again, another one. Fifth overall, but you got something. You had production.
Played.
Again, is he going to Canton?
No.
No. Was he worth the fifth pick overall?
No.
Well, no. We know that.
But Caleb Farley.
But was he an absolute, utter disaster?
No.
No.
No. Actually, left this franchise, went to another franchise, and got more money.
Yeah, well,
so, I mean, was that a mistake?
He got paid.
But, listen, somebody saw something. And decided to give him more money.
Yeah, they just have to get out of the crater picks. That's what they have to get out of. They have to get out of the picks that you pick them and then you throw them in the Grand Canyon because that's what they look like and feel like.
Yeah. you got them falling like
that. You can't
like the coyote from Looney Tunes. Like,
yes.
Just. Flat.
Yeah, you can't do that. You got to get out of that business. That is what has crushed and has crippled this franchise. It's why the last 2 years they haven't been in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It caught up. It finally caught up.
You got nothing out of,
you got nothing.
You can't have nothing out of Caleb Farley, nothing out of Isaiah Wilson. And then that's what they've got. They've got absolutely nothing out of him. So.
And nothing out of Kevin Dodd. Nothing.
No, nothing out of Kevin Dodd either.
All right, Tony, we'll get to you on the other side. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to the McFarland Show. Right here on WNSR.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cuts from the traditional fillet fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow night, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today we'll have an abundance of sunshine, the high temperature 88. Clouds increase, showers become likely, a couple of heavier thunderstorms as well, the low 60. Friday, partly sunny, maybe a shower, high 72. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Titans fans, Preds fans, the McFarland Show has you covered. Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Jason Aldridge is going to join the show to begin the second hour of the program. He's with Turf Tank, and we'll tell you all about it coming up at 3 o'clock. It's really cool. I'm fascinated. I want to talk to Jason.
Okay.
Coming up here in about 15 minutes or so. Let's go to Nolansville. Let's bring in Tony. Tony, what's up?
Tony!
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How you doing?
Well, y'all had me rolling a while ago about I think just one of you said about the coyote going off the cliff. Yeah, that's the way, you know, these picks that John Robinson did, and I know we don't want to elaborate going back under what's the old water under the bridge or the already spilled milk, but y'all were elaborating on the picks that he missed. A lot of the free agents that they went out and tried to get, but they didn't pan out either.
That is correct.
Right, and, you know, it was, y'all were referencing, I summed it up to, like, somebody, you know, out in the old Southwest could holler in a mountain valley, and it just echo, and I could hear John Robinson say, another bad pig, another bad pig.
Well, I don't think he was announcing it. Others were, though.
Yeah.
Oh, others were, and that's true. And, that is, but y'all are spot on that. And, Darren, I watched yesterday the Eli and Jeff Fisher on YouTube, on Plaster
Show.
Oh,
nice.
That was really, it was really good, really. Of course, y'all got a couple of stories when they'd go to break.
Yes.
And, but, yeah, it was really a good show, good program. And George does a good job with that, with the guests they have on. I think that was the fourth installment.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's had two or three others on before.
Yep.
So, yeah. And he recognized you, buddy. That was big. I thought that was big. He called you out. Justin, he called Darren out right off the bat that he was in the audience.
Well, he so should. Was, you know, they've had a long relationship.
He should. he should. But, guys, I do want to propose this question to you.
Mm-hmm.
If not, and we've been around it, if not a left tackle, maybe Ott, maybe some, if we don't, he might be taken.
Could be.
Justin Uberlever, he might be gone.
Yes, sir.
If not a left tackle or him, what? Where is the pick going to go? What would be the next alternative?
I would go back to, well, to me, there's two choices. Either you go wide receiver or you go edge. Now, I haven't shopped too much in the edge rusher department to know who's the, but it doesn't seem like there's a big top edge person that everybody's, there's somebody that people are clamoring over to get.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Tony, with the love that this coaching staff has talked about as far as wide receivers are concerned, and we have a head coach who has said numerous times that you can't have too many good wide receivers. What's the last Titans coach who said that? Name the Titans coach who said, you can't have too many good wide receivers. I promise you, it was not Jeff Fisher or some of the other folks who've been through here. This guy thinks that way. To me, if he's got Malik Nabers or one of these guys that he thinks is really good staring him in the face, and Joe Alt is off the board, if they don't go tackle, to me, they would go wide receiver. However, and I brought this up to Justin Mello, they didn't draft any defensive players last year at all. None. Not a one. So you got to get it from somewhere. I know they've been signing people and all that, but they haven't drafted. As a matter of fact, I need to go back to the previous draft to see what's the last defensive player taken.
Most mocks that I've seen have Dallas Turner, the edge rusher from Alabama, going right after the Titans pick to the Falcons.
Dallas Turner.
He's going to be a ticket holder of the Cowboys. Been a season ticket holder they have for 25 years. And guys, this morning they were telling me they were glad Pollard left, but they're fearful we might be getting the best years of his talent that they wish they could have kept there in Dallas. Do y'all,
why?
How y'all feel on that?
Why?
What? He just felt that way.
Tony Pollard was the guy last year. He was the guy. They turned it over to him to say, hey, you're 26 years old. You're our bell cow. And, you know, was he horrible? No.
He was all right.
He's all right. I mean, he's okay. He didn't look like a number one. He looked like a guy that needs to be in a system like the Titans have constructed around him where it's one and 1A.
Yeah.
Right. Well, his words to me was he just thought the light switch is going to go off. That was his exact words. And I told him, I said, well, you know, we know what we've had for years, but if he's got it in the tank, I hope it comes out here with us as opposed to, you know, if they lost it. So, but I wanted to throw it out there. Hey, guys, great show. Leave you alone. Let's hope we all stay safe from this weather. Justin, give us an update before you get out there today, okay?
Yes, sir. We're keeping an eye on it. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate it, Tony. I don't know about the light going off for Tony Pollard. I mean,
I don't believe in that. I believe,
you know,
to me, Justin,
yes, sir.
When you have opportunities, whether you're a quarterback, really any position where they turn it over to you and you're the guy and you don't, you know, you do not excel, you know, off the charts like everybody thought you would.
Yeah.
Remember, and I know this is just fantasy football draft. I'm just trying to give context. I'm in fantasy. I play fantasy football. I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tony Pollard was the first round pick in fantasy football. Why are you a first-round pick? Because you have huge expectations from people, right?
Yeah.
Fans.
Well, they know you're going to get the touches.
And all the people who cover the league that do fantasy football mock drafts for people. It's a big business.
Yeah.
Tony Pollard was a first-round pick because they thought he was going to be a number one elite runner in the league. And like I said, he was good. He was horrible.
No.
I had him.
Productive.
He was okay. He was fine. But as we know, not everybody's meant to be in the one role. Right, no. We've seen plenty of guys that, as a number two receiver or a number two guy, they tear it up. Remember, Tony Pollard behind Ezekiel Elliott in spots would tear it up.
Yeah.
And then by the last year of Ezekiel Elliott, you know, I was on here going, Zeke's done.
Yeah.
Like, he's done.
Yeah.
Like, Tony Pollard looks way, way better than him.
Yes.
So, but then you get thrust into that role, and it's like, oh. Well, you're not a... I mean, Drew Bennett was a prime example here, right? He got thrust into...
Number two
paid
guy.
Big bucks.
Yeah.
Got thrust into one role in St. Louis with the Rams, And I love Drew Bennett.
Sure.
But he didn't produce.
No.
As a number one.
Not a number one
as
guy.
As a number
one.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being a good number two either. Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. And I think he's in a much better place here at number two, as you've mentioned, than what they were offering down in Dallas. Yeah. That is for sure.
So when we come back, we'll wrap up the hour and we'll answer Tony's question about, well, okay, if they don't take a tackle, then who? We'll let you know what a former GM said.
Okay.
Could possibly be that answer, that pick. We'll do that and close that out. Number one of the McFarland Show, WNSR.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge of your seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
Attention business owners. WNSR has some exciting opportunities for your business to thrive in the dynamic world of sports radio advertising. As the proud home of some of your favorite sports teams like the Atlanta Braves, Memphis Grizzlies, and more, we understand the power of sports in bringing people together and creating a passionate community. We believe that your business can become an integral part of this experience, reaching a diverse and engaged audience. Contact the WNSR sales team for an opportunity to discuss how Nashville's sports radio can elevate your brand to new heights. Whether you're interested in a specific sponsorship package or would like a customized solution, we are here to meet your advertising needs. Call 615-844-1039. 615-844-1039 or email saleswnsr@gmail.com. That's saleswnsr@gmail.com.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue. But now, we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
The McFarland Show. Broadcasting live in Rutherford County on 107.9 FM.
So Tony said, well, okay, they don't take a tackle. Then what?
Yeah.
Well, an answer you didn't give.
I did not.
Jim Wyatt.
Sure.
Who writes TennesseeTitans.com, covers the team, has been for a long, long time.
Yes.
Spoke with former NFL GM Mark Dominic. And Mark Dominic said, it was almost kind of like that question. And Mark Dominic's answer was, if Brock Bowers is available, I think he's going to go over the tackle for the Titans. So Mark Dominic thinks Brock Bowers is going to go over Joe Alt or whoever at tackle.
I don't believe that.
What do you think about that?
I don't believe it. You know, listen, and we ran through it, and I don't have my list ready made in front of me, but we ran through the great tight ends, you know, who've come through the National Football League of both of past, present, you know, and we've done the list. Most of them are not first round picks. Most of them are mid to late round picks. Some of them are straight out free agents. Free agents, you know, signing, you know, just off the street, Antonio Gates. You know, I don't, unless you think Brock Bowers is a generational talent at tight end, and he might be, I don't know, he might be, then there's no way in the world that I would pick him at number 7, given the needs that this team has had. And by the way, they've tried to fill it in other ways. They've tried to sign the guy off the streets. It hasn't worked. So if they pass on the tackle, I don't know if they're going to go with Brock Bowers, unless they think Brock Bowers is Tony Gonzalez,
Shannon Sharp,
or
Antonio Gates,
or, you know, Travis Kelce. Which I don't think he is, but who knows? I didn't think those guys were either. So, I mean, who knows? But Travis Kelce wasn't drafted in the first round. Not that I recall. He went to Cincinnati. He wasn't, you know. I don't think you get your a top 10 overall pick.
Antonio Gates, wasn't he an undrafted guy?
Undrafted free agent.
Undrafted.
Shannon Sharp was 7th round, I think. But, you know, that was a different era.
Yep.
It was a different era of football.
Fair.
But, you know, I'm struggling with a top 10, not a late round. I could see pick 25. Pick 7?
Well.
On Brock Bowers.
And look, this is not, I'm just pointing this out. Kyle Pitts went 6th overall to the Falcons. And maybe it's going to change. New staff.
Mm.
But to this point, what's Kyle? Remember, Kyle Pitts was like the no-brainer. Like,
sure.
Oh, my God.
Sure.
He's the next generational tight end.
Absolutely.
How's he been so far?
Looks great.
How's he been?
Okay.
Okay. 6th overall? No.
No. Not at all. Remember O.J. Howard?
Yeah.
O.J. Howard was going to be the guy.
The guy.
Now, he was 19th overall.
And he was productive.
Yeah.
He had some production.
Not
19th overall. No.
Not that guy.
No. No.
So,
you're right.
I don't believe it.
Typically, the great ones at that position have come later on.
Yeah. You can find your tight end elsewhere.
Yep. We're going to have an interesting conversation with Jason Aldridge from Turf Tank. You're going to want to hear this to begin the second hour of the program. We'll do that on the other side as you listen to The McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Michelle Franzen. Four bills broken up from the stalled Senate-passed foreign aid package could go up for a vote in the House starting today. It includes critical aid for Israel and Ukraine facing fresh attacks. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
Yesterday in northern Ukraine, at least 17 people were killed in an airstrike. An attack officials say could have been stopped if Ukraine had adequate air defenses. And in the Middle East, as the war in Gaza continues, ABC News has learned that Israel, on two nights this week, prepared attacks against Iran but canceled those plans. Sources now say an Israeli strike on Iran is unlikely until after the Passover holiday at the end of the month.
In Pennsylvania, President Biden picking up a key endorsement today. Members of the Kennedy family backing Biden instead of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Jury selection continues in the hush money criminal trial for Donald Trump. 2 of 7 jurors already seated were dismissed today. 12 in all, plus 6 alternates are needed. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Listen, you can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour of the McFarland Show here live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. We are the McFarlands. Darren and Justin with you. DJ Damon is alongside on this gorgeous day. Any update on the weather? Remember, Vanderbilt in Florida at Hawkins Field. Game one of that series has been moved to 5 o'clock. So pushed up to 5 o'clock because they know inclement weather is on its way. And so they're trying to speed. I think it was scheduled for 6.
Yeah.
So I think they pushed it up an hour to kind of make sure they can try to get this thing in.
The latest weather information we've got here from, you know, the folks over at Fox 17, I'll just, you know, the emails have been sent out to the staff and all that kind of stuff. They're updating the app and all that. Is that around 7:15 is when they're expecting the moderate thunderstorms. But really, before the heavy rain gets going, it could be 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Although, listen, it is raining as we speak in certain other parts of, you know, whatever is coming is already rumbling over parts of northern Mississippi right now, moving over towards Memphis and then eventually towards us. So, I mean, I can see the mess on the radar right now. It's just not here.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to keep everybody updated on that. We'll probably look at it one more time before we get out of
sure.
here at the end of this hour. Let's talk with Jason Aldridge. And he is with Turf Tank, and I got a chance to meet him yesterday at the event at the Fordyce Center in Bellevue, featuring Eli Gold and Jeff Fisher as the guest. Of course, George Blaster was the moderator and did a great job. We've already had Tony from Nolensville call in, say he was watching on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really cool event. And Jason was at that event. Good to meet, good to see you yesterday, Jason, and meet you for the first time.
Hey, Darren, thanks for having me on today. Yeah, that yesterday was fantastic. I mean, there was just a lot of great broadcasters in the room, including yourself.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. You certainly didn't have to
pour it
say
on
that.
There,
yeah.
Jason.
Yeah.
Pour it on.
I don't belong
sir.
In that group.
Pour it on.
That's a pretty special group there. But
yeah, no, it was pretty cool.
Well, and I'm glad you were there and you came up and introduced yourself because obviously I knew you were coming on the show, but it really kind of put everything in context. I didn't realize your background, you know, to this area. And so let's just start there. I mean, it's not like, hey, let's bring in Jason Aldridge from San Diego, California. He's with Turf Tank. You are very, very familiar with Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I grew up listening to you guys, right, George, and all that as a sports fan. I played high school football and baseball at Friendship Christian in Lebanon. That's where I grew up.
All right.
So just love sports. Was an MTSU Blue Raider, and really just kind of moved off, you know, got married, had a career, that sort of thing. But Middle Tennessee's always kind of been home, and so it's always great to come back. So, yep, love Middle Tennessee.
Did you dabble in any sports at MTSU?
No. I wanted to. I actually started to play at Ball State, play baseball at Ball State.
Okay.
I was ready to kind of start my career from an IT standpoint. I thought I wanted to be a coach, but then I realized what coaches and teachers make, and I thought, well, I might want to go a different route. So I went the technology route, and I knew I wasn't going to be playing in the major leagues by any means, so just thought I'd try to figure out what I could do for a living.
I've been coaching my son's travel ball team for 5 years, and I double my pay every year.
Yeah. Yeah, give yourself a raise.
I'm thinking about it. I'm tripling my pay because it doesn't really matter what I do, because anything times zero is still going to be zero. So yeah, doesn't pay well, but you know, it's for the love of the game and the kids, of course, and the development, which is important to me.
Yeah, but I grew up, I mean, loving the Titans. So I mean, that was awesome to meet Coach Fisher yesterday.
Yeah,
I remember watching the Music City Miracle, all that stuff. You know, just brought back fresh memories and stuff, so it was really cool.
So you're a businessman, but clearly, as you can tell right out of the gates talking with you, you're a huge sports fan. And so let's get to how all this was hatched with Turf Tank, which is a really, really cool concept. I had no idea about this till I started reading up on you, and this is you have my attention, sir. This is a really, really cool thing, but let's kind of take the journey with you and how all this started for you.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I was around sports. I mean, I played sports, did some coaching, you know, like community coaching, even while I was in my kind of career as an IT person. I couldn't totally get away from it. And then about the mid-2000s, I actually started working for a really popular sports tech company called Huddle. And that's for your listeners that maybe aren't familiar, but most of them probably are if they got kids that play high school football for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a cloud-based video editing solution. So my job was to go around and selling that technology to high school football coaches throughout Georgia, Tennessee, and South Carolina. So I probably physically visited probably 75 to 80% of the high schools in those three states.
Wow.
Introducing them to the concept of Huddle, which was amazing.
Jason, sorry to interrupt you. And you've heard me talk about this guy, one of my good friends up in Ohio, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
His son was recently just the punter for Akron, and then he just graduated from Ohio U. He was the punter there as well. And when he was in high school up in the Cleveland area, he used to send me stuff on his son, and those tapes, the footage was Huddle.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of it because obviously I didn't have a kid in high school. I didn't have a kid playing football. My kid is 12 years old. And so that was my first introduction to Huddle, because I was like, everything he sent me was via Huddle.
Yep. Yeah. So it was a great, great company to work for. And, you know, it really opened my eyes to the sports industry, right? I mean, so you're learning to find solutions for athletic directors and football coaches to make their program better, to make their athletes better. So that was really my taste of kind of transitioning from the boring technology jobs, which I had, which were good, but it wasn't sports related. So that kind of got the kind of scratched that itch for being around sports. So to Turf Tank in 2016, I'd worked for Huddle for about 5 years or so, and was really kind of looking, okay, I'm ready for something new. I'm looking for something fresh and innovative. And so one night I was watching Shark Tank with my son, who was 16 at the time. And we were just brainstorming, talking, just, you know, pulling stuff out of the air. Hey, what if we did this, or what if we did that? And I said, what if we could make a robot that could paint sports fields? Because I remember even in middle school at Friendship, my parents didn't let me play middle school football, but I was able to be the football manager on the high school team, right? So I was the ball boy that got to run the ball out in between plays. And I remember on Thursday nights, they would bring these aerosol cans to us, and we would have to fill in the numbers, right? So you would have a stencil, and you'd paint the, you know, the 10, the 20, the 30. And then we were literally out there freezing our hands off, getting paint all over our hands, especially once you get into, like, October and November. And, you know, a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, I'm out there painting these numbers. And I'm like, this is the most horrible experience ever. And so I kind of had that early memory. But then, you know, as a coach and just in building relationships with coaches and ADs, I knew that was a big pain point. Most high school coaches, especially in the South, have to paint their own football field. So on Thursday night after practice, you know, the coaching staff or the booster club, they'll have to be out there painting the field. And they may be out there till 10 or 11 o'clock on a Thursday night. And so it's very time consuming. So I started to do investigation of, okay, has anybody ever done this? Couldn't find it. And so I found a company in Denmark that kind of had the same idea, and we kind of found each other just at the right time. As they were developing the product, I understood the sports market in the United States, and we kind of joined forces and ended up forming Turf Tank. And so that's kind of how we got there from tech to sports, and, you know, to providing a solution for turf managers and athletic directors and coaches.
Were you the creator of the name Turf Tank?
Yeah, so I formed that in the U.S. and they had another company name that they weren't as crazy about once they developed it. They really loved the name Turf Tank. So it's a global brand now. So Turf Tank is sold in just about every continent in the world. And so we have over 150 employees worldwide. We have nearly 100 employees in the United States, and it's an amazing journey. It's super fun. Best job in America is working for Turf Tank.
Mm. So it's not just football fields. It's not just, I mean, let's go over the surfaces, how, you know, that Turf Tank can be utilized on, the playing surfaces.
Yeah, absolutely. Any really outdoor sport that you can think of. So, you know, you have your core sports like American football, soccer, lacrosse, which is a pain if you've ever painted like a women's lacrosse field or you've seen that design. It's very difficult. Most people that are used to painting, squares or lines for like football, when they look at a women's lacrosse field, they're like, oh, this is horrible. Up in the Northeast, field hockey is a very popular sport.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, baseball and softball. There's even been some new sports that have come out in, you know, the industry, like Omega Ball, if you've seen that on ESPN. Quidditch, I think I was telling you earlier today, Quidditch is a Harry Potter game. That's a popular game in recreation sports. So we can literally paint any sports field that you need. Primarily our customers use it on natural grass, but we can paint on dirt, for your baseball and softball, or even on synthetic turf if you need removable lines. So if you're hosting a large facility that has different size or different types of fields from week to week, you can paint the lacrosse 1 week and flag football the next week and that sort of thing.
Talk to me about how this how it works exactly. Is it you just download the program and the robot knows where to go, or, you know, you install a picture, or, you know, like it's got to be fairly complicated to try and get this to do it exactly correct. So is it AI and how does it work exactly?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there is a lot of complicated parts behind the scenes, but we make it very easy for the customer. It uses a technology called GPS RTK, which is like a finite version of GPS on your phone. So, you know, like if you're in your car and you're, you know, looking at your GPS location, it's not precise where you are.
Yes.
But
roundabout.
Yes. There's a more finite technology called RTK that tells you to the centimeter of where you are.
Hmm.
It measures the latitude and longitude. And so what we have is a base station, which provides a static latitude and longitude that's set up on the field. and then it communicates that location to the robot, which is basically using measurements of where it is compared to that static location. And you have like point one to point two. So think of a football field. You've got the back of the end zone to the back of the end zone on one sideline. That's going to be a straight line, and then everything else is geometry. So we have all of the route plans for all those sports that we talked about, and the customer just says, okay, here's point one, here's point two, paint me a football field. And so then as it's painting, it's doing all the calculations and, you know, the logic behind it to draw that field out.
Wow. It sounds absolutely amazing to be able to get out there and get that done like that. I'm curious. I see here, I've been on the website, I've watched a few videos. You guys do, you know, upwards of 45 different kinds of fields, that you guys are capable of doing. Have people approached you about, doing marriage proposals or baby reveals, or, you know, by painting something on a field somewhere, then they shoot it with a drone, you know, to kind of give this broad message. You understand what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
With these kinds of things, I would imagine, that there are other uses for this technology beyond just sports.
For sure. So, we can paint like a face, of somebody. So we've done that to honor, you know, somebody that's maybe passed away.
Wow.
In some tragedy. So we've honored people that way. During COVID, a lot of our customers painted like heroes work here out in front of the hospital. Like Duke University is one of our customers. They use it for their athletic and recreation fields, but then there's also Duke University Hospital. So they painted a huge sign, painting outside of the hospital that said heroes work here, for instance. We've definitely done some very cool things like that, because you can spell, so you can upload logos. So our customers can upload their school logo or their club logo, and we can paint that on the midfield of, say, a football field. You can spell or stencil, in the end zone. So people have used it for advertising, for stenciling, that sort of thing. So yeah, that's very possible with the robot.
Forgive me as I go news here just a little bit, because that's my other background that I do here. With somebody who understands things the way that you do, where is AI going here? I know a lot of people are thinking about this and wondering about this. I see the U.S., or not U.S., but the UFL, using things like AI to determine first downs now. They're not measuring anymore. They're just, you know, if it hits this line here, they've got a sensor or something, it's a first down. There's a lot of talk about baseball using, you know, AI or robots or something of that nature to determine the strike zone now, so that it's fair for everybody. And somebody who works in this industry, who programs these things, is it truly endless? Like, where are we headed here?
Yeah, I mean, it really is. And it can be a little scary, right? To be trusting Skynet to, being able to decide, you know, what's a ball or a strike, or is he out or safe, or is it a first down, that sort of thing. So yeah, I mean, it really is endless. I think when we introduced the product, there were turf managers that were skeptical. Like, they were thinking in the original, you know, as we started to introduce this to different complexes, they're like, there's no way the robot can paint a straight line every single time perfectly. But we proved to them that we could. And that's what really was able to grow our company from zero to now almost 3,000 customers in the U.S. So there is a little bit of that learning curve where people maybe are a little skeptical, but then they see the results. And so, yeah, it is really endless what you can do with technology.
Real quick, I know you mentioned Duke University is one of your customers, and I'm sure all of their fields are pristine and wonderful. But I've been on some football fields that are not as pristine. They've got rocks and divots.
Metro.
And I'm not calling any names out there. I'm just pointing out to, you know, the nice man here, Jason, about, you know, the different conditions out there that I've encountered on football fields. And I know you have as well. Not just football mm-hmm. fields, but baseball fields. Yep. And every other kind of field. How do you, you know, how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the fact that maybe it's not my robot that's messing up, it's just your field that's messed up, sir, coach? athletic director?
Yeah, so we definitely have all different levels of playing surfaces that we paint on. We've even got some sample videos on our website, you know, YouTube channel, Instagram, of like rough surfaces where you'd be like, you know, there's no way a human could walk a straight line and paint a straight line. But the robot, you can control the speed of the robot, and it's constantly making sure it's over the center of what it needs to be. And it's a four-wheel machine. So you've got four wheels of stability. It's heavy enough. You can make it move slow enough so that it will stay in the center of that line that it's painting. So, yeah, we've definitely, you know, if we go do a demonstration, a lot of times the customers, say it's a Parks and Rec department, they'll take us to the worst field, and they want to see how the robot does, and they're blown away usually because they're like, there's no way we could have painted a straight line on this field like the robot just did.
Let's wrap up on the baseball field, Jason, because I spend a lot of time there. Most everything today, everybody's trying to get to turf, right? Everybody's trying to get to the synthetic grass. That is where everything is at, especially with the dollars that are involved in these travel tournaments and these complexes and just what's at stake, college, high school, you can get these games in at least if you have just an infield that's turfed. How does that affect turf tank? Does that eliminate you guys because it's synthetic grass, or how does that work since so much today, like it used to be, you know, let's just go back a decade ago, I think more people, everybody's skewed toward natural, right? But now everything's synthetic. So how does that affect you, or does it?
That's a good point. I mean, so we do find circumstances where, you know, schools are, you know, we talk to them and they're like, hey, we're going all synthetic, including the baseball field. So there are a lot of baseball, you know, complexes that are all synthetic turf, and it does increase the playability. We do have synthetic turf customers that have all green synthetic turf so that they can paint from one week to the next, whatever they need. Or let's say it's a baseball field that's synthetic, but then they want to use it as an extra practice field in the outfield. So they could paint a practice field, you know, out there. There are so many sports fields out there though that are natural grass. Your municipalities, your parks and rec departments, not as many of those are going to synthetic turf because they have so many fields. We have a field score system where we actually can look at, you know, the different vertical markets that we sell into, and you would be amazed at how many, you know, natural grass playing surfaces are out there that need a robot. And so that's the thing that we're most excited about is, you know, even though synthetic turf is a player, it's not as big of a player as you think when you look at all of the playing surfaces that are across the world. I mean, not just in the United States, but across the world.
Justin, you didn't like that I used the Metro example. Well, I'll give you another example. So last year we went to Slump Buster, right, and played out in Omaha.
Yeah.
Around the College World Series.
There you go.
One of the fields that we played on one day, those fields were over, they told us. And it wasn't, because I asked, I was like, how old are these fields? They were over 100 years old.
Wow.
And I would have liked to have seen Turf Tank's robot, you know.
I'm sure he's got a story.
Have at that field. I'd love to see, because Utah, that would have been putting it to the real test.
Chopped and screwed.
For a straight line, yeah.
Chewed up.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was a rough, rough field. Jason, really appreciate it. This was interesting.
It was.
Certainly got my attention.
Thank you, sir.
And I think, you know, the way everything is today, and especially here in North America with sports and the business, that we can't have enough, even right here in our area, and I told you this, like, Rutherford County, where I live, like, there's not enough complexes. And that really goes for a lot of the counties here in Middle Tennessee. And it's not just the state of Tennessee or just this area. This is, you know, this is a problem all over the country with youth sports being so huge. It's hard to keep up with the demand, right? The supply is not there. We need more fields.
And the great thing is all those new construction projects, they're usually calling us and they're putting Turf Tank in that package. So that's been the cool thing to think about, you know, to be thinking, hey, would it be cool if we could do this? And now people are calling us saying, hey, we're building this complex and we want Turf Tank. So that's the most, you know, that's very rewarding and fulfilling when you get people calling you that they've heard about you and they want to be a part of, they want you to be a part of what they're doing.
100%.
So, yeah, I agree.
100%. Great job. Good luck with everything. Continued success. And we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great day.
All right. You too. Jason Aldridge, Turf Tank, the robot right there. It's really cool. If you watch the videos, it's pretty amazing.
It is.
You know, because so many people who've had to paint fields, they would, you can imagine the look on their face like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
There's a robot that could do what I've been doing that drives me crazy, trying to get these lines straight and do all this.
When I was in Alabama,
and all the paint you have to use
with the string, you got to lay the string out and follow the string,
yes.
And you know,
yeah. I appreciate Jason joining us. All right, we'll take a break. We're wide open the rest of the hour. If you want to get involved, 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line as you listen to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now, that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's a Bill King Show.
Interestingly enough, Jerry Curtis, Adam, I'm sure you saw this, over the past week has committed to Georgia. And depending on the recruiting service, he's either the top-ranked quarterback in his class, and in one of the services, they've got him ranked the top overall player regardless of position.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studios. You're listening to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We go into the Vanderbilt baseball game against Florida. Game one of that series is tonight at Hawkins Field. Keep in mind, it's
going to be starting a little bit earlier. 5 o'clock start. 5 o'clock first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
The game can be watched on SEC Network. So it's been moved up because there's some weather headed our way, and they're trying to get this game in. And I think it was scheduled for a 6 o'clock start, I think.
Yeah, now they've moved it back to 5, trying to get it in before that rain starts falling. Around 7:30.
Tennessee basketball has plucked out Darlinstone Dubar from the portal. He played at Hofstra last year, played at Iowa State the year before that. He's a 6'8 forward. Darlinstone, I've never seen the name Darlinstone for a first name. But Darlinstone,
that's an unusual one.
Dubar is going to Tennessee. Rick Barnes and the Volunteers. So,
yeah.
Again, you see these kids now. It's like it's never just one school. It's like, you know, from there. I just saw where Van Lith, from, you know, LSU.
Yeah.
She is landed at TCU.
Yeah, TCU. Making the drive there from Louisiana over to Texas.
But she started at Louisville.
Yeah.
Then went to LSU.
She's on tour.
And now she's on with TCU. Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, that's just know, what it is.
Just what it is. I mean, this is where we are now. This is what we're doing. People aren't coming to stay for 4 years. They're coming to, you know, get a flavor. Then they're moving on. They're on tour. Just, you know, the one's out, bring the next one in. That's all you can do.
We've talked, it's been well documented what Caitlin Clark, her contract as the number one pick.
Yes.
In the WNBA.
Yes.
She's making about 76 grand a year.
Yes.
Well, she's not. That's going to be her WNBA check, but Nike's going to be giving her a much bigger check.
Oh.
Because she has just inked a $20+ million deal with Nike.
Mm.
So she's got herself a shoe deal. Iowa was Nike. It was a Nike school, so it's a
yeah.
It makes a ton of sense.
Even more endorsement.
Yes.
Oh, she okay. Will. Good.
She'll. There's no doubt in my mind. She'll make a lot of money.
Yes, she
a
will.
A lot of money.
I think she'll be okay.
And it's not going to be really from her WNBA check, but she will make tons of in endorsements.
I mean, this was the plan, you know, all along, everybody. It was never going to be the sole money. And I'm not saying the WNBA players don't deserve more money. I'm not getting into all that. I'm just saying that it was never going to be the $76,000 that she was going to live off of. She's got NIL money, I imagine, from Iowa, and she's got endorsement deals. She's on television more than just about anybody these days. You look up Caitlin Clark dribbling and selling something, which, you know, hey, God bless America, okay? Go for it. She's hot.
She'll probably make $50 million in endorsements.
Easily.
Right?
I don't see why not.
Right.
I don't see why not. It's not, you know, your local car dealership that's coming after you. These are major players.
Big brands.
Oh, yeah. So they pay big money as well.
Yeah. There's also been a big announcement in Lexington. Do we have that, Damon?
No. We think. We're not sure. Not yet. Okay. Apparently, we're waiting on an email. So, there's been moves across college basketball. We all know that Mark Pope is the brand new head coach down at Kentucky, coming over from BYU. Since then, there's been a number of moves made there at Kentucky to try and obviously bring in new players, salvage old players, you know, figure out what the next thing is to do. And one of those players has kind of been up in the air is one, Reed Shepherd. Now, Reed Shepherd is a Kentucky guy through and through from London, Kentucky, 6'3", 187 pounds.
Dad freshman. Played with coach.
Yeah. 1 year at Kentucky, did okay, but we're still, you know, a lot of people trying to figure out what exactly is he
did
okay.
Do. Yeah, I think he did okay.
Yeah,
he did okay.
So a lot of people trying to figure out exactly, well, what is it that he's planning to do? And, you know, at last check, you know, it was kind of up in the air exactly where he was going to go and how that was going to happen. But I think, you know, in the last couple of little bit, in the last few minutes or so, we've gotten an answer about what his future is going to look like. And I don't think it's going to be at Kentucky. And by the way, before we get to all of that, it's okay to start over. I we're going to have to change. And this is the hard part, Darren and everyone else. We have to change our mind about how we think about college athletics. And I know we've been thinking about it like a guy comes and he deserves to be here. He owes it to us to be here for the next 3 to 4 years. And this is just not the way it's going to be. It's just not. People are going to be there. They're going to be there for 1 year, and then they're going to move on. I mean, and that's just, you know, Kentucky's been doing it for years. And though there was a lot of romance that people were going to stay and perhaps be there longer, but it doesn't look like it's going to work out that way at all. And so now Reed Shepherd is another one that's looking to take his talents elsewhere. And I'm curious, as he's making this announcement, if this is a bluff that, you know, he's doing this just to kind of stick his toe into the pool to see
no.
what his draft status is going to be, or he's gone.
He's the top five pick. I haven't looked at a mock draft, but he's going to go.
All right.
It's going to be a lottery pick.
Well, I forget what lottery picks. So, yeah, that's true. Sorry, it's just my mind.
Yeah.
You know, lottery pick.
I haven't looked at an NBA. I've been looking at NFL mocks. Yeah. I haven't looked at an NBA mock, but he's going to be a lottery pick.
Okay. So,
he's not going to, he's not coming back. If he made the announcement, he's gone. Here's what he had to say on social media.
I'm just a little boy from London, Kentucky with a big dream. Playing basketball at the University of Kentucky was a huge part of my dream. I'm so thankful to wear the blue and white jersey that represents my family, my friends, and the hardworking, faithful fans of the Big Blue Nation. Kentucky is home. Kentucky will always be home. However, there is another part of my dream, to play basketball in the NBA. I believe it is time to pursue that dream. Therefore, I will be entering my name into the NBA draft today. BBN, you have been with me from day one, faithful and passionate. I am asking you to go with me on this journey. I am looking forward to taking you with me. I'll represent you with all the characteristics that make us Kentuckians. Passion, humility, perseverance, sacrifice, and joy. And one day, I'll return to family, to friends, to Kentucky, my home. I love you, BBN. Thank you.
So there you go.
Big Blue Nation.
So here is what we've talked about this as well. What you're going to see a lot, and we'll see where he's going to fit in the pecking order, because, again, this was just announced.
Mm-hmm.
What you're going to start seeing in the NBA, because remember I told you, who are all the stars right now in the NBA?
Europeans.
And that, I don't think that's going to slow down anytime soon. Remember, it slowed down. Remember when they got on that kick and they, unfortunately, those players just didn't.
Yeah, a lot of them didn't work out.
It just didn't work out, right? Yeah. So they kind of veered away from that. I don't think they're going to. I think there's going to be a lot of European flavor, big time, in the lottery pick. I mean, it's all, I did look while we were sitting here stalling.
Yeah,
it's a lot of guys. A couple of number one pick in the draft from France.
Yeah,
third pick in the draft from France. Now again, this is before the Reed Shepherd announcement. Well, they've got it here. Pick four.
I'm on NBA.com, and they've got him as number three to the Spurs.
They've got him at number four on this one. I'm looking at.
Okay, well, you know, and obviously they're mocks, so they're all over. NBA.com is comparing him to Kurt Heinrich. From Kansas, obviously, went and played for the Bulls and for the Hawks and for a few other teams, I think. Had a good NBA career. But that's his comparison, according to NBA.com and this particular writer.
Sixth pick, a guy from Serbia. They've got the Grizzlies at seven, taking international player. There's a couple UConn guys in there,
you know,
in the top ten.
The one I'm looking at here, they've got the Utah Jazz at number eight, taking Dalton Knecht.
Oh, wow. See, I don't see him. They've got Stephon Castle from UConn on this one I'm looking at.
Okay. They're comparing Dalton Knecht. Are you ready for it? The NBA comparison to Dalton Knecht is Wally Szczerbiak.
Okay.
Thought that might get a groan here in the room, and it did.
They've got four. They've got him 14th to the Pelicans. So
14th,
we shall see. So we want to pass that along. So the Vols pick up someone in the portal from Hofstra, Kentucky. Reed Shepherd. Look, their roster is going to be completely different next year. Completely different.
Yeah.
They will not have any faces you saw this year. And then Caitlin Clark has inked a $20-plus million deal with Nike. So she's got a shoe deal with Nike, and that's just the first of many.
Stand by for the sports drink.
Yeah, there we go. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. 615-844-5600 is how you get in touch with us as you listen to the McFarland Show here live on WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPV LLC.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
The Atlanta Braves are back with a loaded roster of young talent and some new faces in the A. It's going to be another wild season.
3-1 hit high in the air to deep center field. Here it comes. Home run right over the wall.
Tomorrow night, the defending world champions roll into Truist Park as the Braves take on the Texas Rangers in Atlanta.
Pregame coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The WNBA draft was Monday night, and about a week ago, I reached out to them, or a little bit over a week ago, and asked for Kathy Engelbert, who is their commissioner, to come on the show.
Nothing wrong with that.
And they were very nice. They got back to me right away, and they're like, yeah, sure, sure. What do you want to ask, you know, the commissioner?
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, well, okay, well, so I always hate this. You know, I don't like the whole.
Yeah, and what are you going to ask thing? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I do not. You want to get under my skin. That's one of those that I don't love. And so I'm like, okay, fine, I'll complied your request. And I'll tell you what we talk about. Okay, how about the popularity of women's sport, you know, women's basketball mm-hmm. right now? Mm-hmm. The WNBA draft's coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Young lady from the, you know, Lady Vols is going to get drafted very, yes. very high.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, the popularity, just different topics I threw their way. And then I said, look, and I'd be remiss. And I told you, I admitted it to you that day before the show. I'm like, you know, this is what I said. And I said, I didn't know if I should or shouldn't, because I knew what it would probably do. And I said to them, I'd be remiss, you know, if I didn't tell you that we're going to ask her if there's a future for this market in the league, our market, Nashville. And I told you, I was like, you know, that'll probably end it. And I didn't hear back from him anymore. Mm-hmm. I never heard from him again after that.
Haven't heard.
Well,
okay.
Kathy Engelbert has done a lot of talking around the draft on
she
Monday
has.
Night.
She has.
And lo and behold, she happened to mention our city. So it got out there that our city is on a list for potential sites down the road. In fact, we both were talking about this before the show. That's the first time we've ever seen a year attached to it.
Yes.
And she threw out 2028 for
2028.
Nashville.
Yes.
Well, that's gotten a lot of attention. We've talked about it on this show. We didn't have a show yesterday. We would have talked about this because we've talked about it. I told you I told the WNBA media relations person we would ask the commissioner about that.
Yes.
And, of course, they never I never heard from him again after that. But it got the attention of a lot of people around here, a lot of news outlets, including
yeah.
One Sports Authority.
Yes, well, Let me make it clear here. The Sports Authority is the entity. They are a branch of the government. So there's this Metro Sports Council. They're great, but then there is the Metro Sports Authority. The Metro Sports Authority is the landlord. Okay, if you are in the business, if anybody's out there, you've ever rented something, Bridgestone Arena does not belong to the Predators. It belongs to the Metro Sports Authority, a.k.a. the city of Nashville. The Predators lease it from the city. Same thing with Nissan Stadium and the Titans. Same thing with the Geodis Park and the Nashville SC. None of those stadiums are owned by the teams that play in them. All of those stadiums are owned, technically, by the city of Nashville. And the landlord for all of those places is the Metro Sports Authority. So just like anybody else who's ever had a landlord, even though you live there, you put your pictures up on the wall, you paint your logo everywhere, you live there. But if the landlord comes and says, listen, we need you to do X, Y, and Z, guess what? They own the joint. So you need to do X, Y, and Z. You need to do what they say. So the Sports Authority had a meeting earlier today. Their chairman of the board, as well as their executive director, took the time to talk about the WNBA news that was out there in the world and the fact that Nashville had been mentioned. Here is their chairwoman talking about it. Then right after her, you're going to hear from the executive director. This is only about 1 minute, but listen to this.
And as you know, we do have a Sports Authority initiative for a professional women's team. So you're going to hear more about that in the future, and we're excited to keep that on the front mind of the city of Nashville. So we're excited about that, too.
I was going to say, we haven't talked about it as a body lately, but there continues to be work in the background. You know, Margaret Bim, who you all know, is still very involved in this pursuit. And, you know, and I did hear from media outlets, you know, following the commissioner's announcement that they anticipate and fully expect to add, I guess, three more teams between now and, well, for play by 2028. So Nashville continues to be named on the short list. We're excited about that. Still a lot of work to do, but we really appreciate everyone's support in this, and we'll have an update soon.
We'll have an update soon. Okay. That's what she says. And again, this is the sports. These are the people who run Bridgestone Arena, who run Nissan Stadium, who run Geodis Park, who run First Horizon Park.
Question.
Yes, sir.
So I'm just using this as an example. I'm not saying this.
Sure.
I don't know any. We did talk to Michelle Kennedy.
We did.
And we asked her about it.
We did.
Let's just say that the Predators went to them. Again, this is hypothetical. I'm just throwing this out there to get your answer because I want to know how this works.
Yeah.
They said, you know what? We don't want another tenant, a full-time tenant in our building like that. You know, we're cool with, you know, the hockey and all the concerts and the shows and comedians and everything else we do in there. And
sure.
Monster trucks and
yeah.
And motorbikes and everything else we do in there. We got our hands full with our schedule. We don't need another full-time tenant. What can the Sports Authority, do they have the final say? Do the Predators, like, how does that work?
It is my understanding, and you know, this may require me to do a little bit more digging around, but it is my understanding that the Sports Authority has the final say over tenants in the building, not the Predators. And the Predators run, have a separate branch of their
team. Thank you for bringing that up.
Powers Management, I think is what they're called.
That runs all the events.
That runs all the events within the arena. So
correct.
And the Predators and the company have been handling all of that. So it's not like the city of Nashville is booking the concerts.
No, that's them.
That's the Predators through another company that's an offshoot of the Predators that handles all of that. But it is my understanding that the tenants there in the building, these are the people who do multiple, you know, events, have a presence there. That's up to the city. That's up to the city of Nashville. Now, Darren, and we got to go to break. How much power do they have? Let me tell you this. Geodis Park has different sections of the park that are named after things. You know, we want to go to the, let's say the Strike and Spare, for instance, the Strike and Spare family deck or the Strike and Spare, you know, restaurant here on the third floor or whatever. The Sports Authority has to approve all of that.
Okay.
They have to approve. What's the name of the company? What do they do? Okay. Yeah, that's fine with us. That's how much authority they've got. So if they've got that much authority over at Geodis Park, I would think they would trump the Predators. But again, it depends on what the contract says. Mm-hmm. But I would think they would have significant power. If they want a women's basketball team to be here, I think there's going to be a women's basketball team there if they can get it worked out.
Interesting. All right, take a final break. Come back, wrap up Thursday show next.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only-CPR and become a lifesaver today.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled, and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more, and he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick
Henry made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening live from the Strike and Spare Studios, downtown Music City. It's the McFarland Show.
Definitely look into that. I would like to know. And I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just curious to understand how that, the dynamics, how it works. If, you know, let's just say the main tenant said, you know what? I think we're good. We don't need another main tenant.
Bridgestone Arena is already on the top 10, really top 5 list of the busiest arenas.
It's been that way every
in
year
the
for
world,
for years.
Not in America.
In the world.
In the world.
Yeah, it's on the same list, or it's in the same group with Madison Square Garden and Staples Center.
O2 Arena in London.
Or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
The LA.
Whatever, the crypto, whatever it is.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but yeah, you're right. Madison Square Garden. Yeah.
New York.
Yeah. London.
And Nashville.
Yeah.
And London.
Yeah.
Every year.
Those are the top venues.
Every year.
As far as, you know, places that are busy and getting acts in and acts out. Yeah. They're already extremely busy. However.
Because I'm just saying, I took from that clip, it sounds to me like the Sports Authority is definitely on board.
They're all in.
Definitely on board. If that was a poker tournament we were playing, one of those members, I don't remember their names, the first one or the second one that spoke, just said,
well, she's the executive director. Yeah.
All in.
Yeah. No, they're all in on getting it done.
There was no folding.
No.
On that discussion.
And, you know, Darren, would they do all this if they couldn't tell the... To me, and
right.
Again, I'll look into it. But would they do all of this if they couldn't tell the Predators, hey, yeah, guess who's moving in?
Yeah.
That's you. I'm just saying. Just saying. But I'll look into it.
Interesting stuff. So there may be another professional team coming to town. Who knows?
Yeah.
By 2028. All right, that's going to do it for our show today. Remember, bad weather is coming later today or tonight.
7:30, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock tonight, so just be on the lookout. Be cognizant of that. Have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow to wrap up the week at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Nationwide, this is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.